On January 1, 2013, former Saratoga County Clerk Republican Kathy Marchione left her position of more than 15 years to become state senator for the 43rd District, a seat long held by Roy McDonald. In April, Governor Andrew Cuomo appointed Democrat Peter Martin to the clerk's office. In November, Saratoga Springs residents elected Martin to become their new supervisor, along with incumbent supervisor Matthew Veach, a Republican. Martin spoke on election night.
I'm really looking forward to working with Matt Veach. Matt and I get along really well together, and I think that together we will represent Saratoga Springs very well.
City residents also elected a new mayor after Republican Scott Johnson announced he would not run for a fourth term. His deputy, Republican Shauna Sutton, and supervisor Joanne Yepsen, a Democrat, faced off, with Yepsen eking out a narrow victory in November.
I'm just very excited in pulling people in from all different neighborhoods and walks of life, working with the top CEOs of companies and working with Global Foundries to create more of a partnership there, creating more of an entrepreneurial hub for our next phase of business leaders in Saratoga Springs, really encouraging young professionals to move here and to raise their families here. So we have a lot to do.
The four other Saratoga Springs city commissioners will retain their positions, and on January 1st, the city council and supervisors will be sworn in. Yepsen's opponent, Sutton, meanwhile, will serve as deputy county clerk under clerk-elect and Half Moon Town board member Craig Hayner. City and county officials are also considering New York's new casino gambling law. While the ballot proposal passed statewide, Saratoga Springs and county residents rejected it. A group called Save Saratoga, formed initially online in opposition to expanding gambling in Saratoga Springs before Election Day, has grown into an organized campaign against the Saratoga Casino and Raceway's intent to bid for an upstate casino license. Outside a casino forum at the Saratoga City Center, attended by more than 1,000 city residents, Save Saratoga showed its strength by passing out boxes of red T-shirts that read Casino. Spokesperson Sarah Boven.
We're here to represent the 58.2% of Saratoga citizens who voted against the casino on Election Day.
Outside the same forum, a group of casino supporters from the organization Destination Saratoga loaded off buses.
Save jobs, save racing, say yes to SGR.
Destination Saratoga co-founder Dan Hogan.
Some of them work for the track, they're from labor. But it's a pretty broad coalition we've got here, and as you can see, in 6 days, we've grown quite a bit.
Saratoga County residents also chose Michael Zerlo as their first new sheriff in more than four decades to replace the retiring James Bowen. The race garnered attention, especially during the Republican primary season, when Zerlo squared off against challenger Jeff Gildersleeve. The race featured a lawsuit, a criminal complaint over missing lawn signs, and a seeming divide among Republicans, with the establishment-backed Zerlo and the grassroots and gun rights-focused campaign of Gildersleeve. Zerlo said it was his positive attitude which carried him through the primary and general election.
For me, it was staying positive, which I did, and continued right through up until November 5th.
And all are preparing for their transition into 2014. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.